USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization to Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine is the third approved for use in the U.S. to inoculate against the virus. Dr. Gregory Poland said, at one dose, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine can help inoculate Americans faster.
People only have to make one appointment for their complete vaccination.
He also said there's no special storage restrictions.
It can be stored for 3 months at normal refrigerator temperatures and has a 2-year shelf life.
On Friday, CDC Commissioner Dr. Rochelle Walensky warned that following the recent decrease in coronavirus case numbers and hospitalizations,
the latest data suggests that these declines may be stalling, potentially leveling off at still a very high number.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Today, former President Trump will speak at CPAC. Florida Congresswoman Kat Kemmick on Fox News says the speakers are sending a message to the entire country.
This is all about America first, and what we are going to be doing as conservatives to make sure that we make that policy that President Trump put forward continue on. We are going to be championing his legacy for the next 2-4 years and beyond, and that is exactly what we were talking about.
Three people died after a single-engine plane crashed just north of Gainesville, Georgia, on Friday. The pilot of a Cessna 182 tried returning to the Gainesville airport before crashing near a mobile home park in Hall County. Three people died in the crash. Deputies say the bodies were transported to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation for autopsy. Authorities say part of a wing landed on a mobile home, but none of the individuals were home and none were injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A top Myanmar diplomat has been fired after asking the United Nations for help in ending the coup in that country. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki.
The military government of Myanmar has fired their country's permanent representative to the United Nations a day after he gave a speech asking for help in removing the military from power. Speaking before the UN General Assembly on Friday, Kyaw Htun denounced the February 1st coup that saw the military return to power in the country. He called on the international community to help bring an end to the coup and restore democracy in Myanmar. State television announced his dismissal on Saturday, saying that he betrayed the country. Myanmar has been rocked by daily protests since the military arrested senior members of the civilian government and declared a year-long state of emergency. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A popular cartoon character will get its own theme park. USA Radio Network's Mike Fortier has details.
Legoland Florida Resort announcing this week it will open a theme park dedicated to a cartoon pig. The Peppa Pig theme park will open next year with rides, live shows, character interactions, and, of course, muddy puddles. Legoland says everything in the park will be designed to appeal to families with preschoolers. The park will be separate from Legoland and have its own entrance. Peppa Pig's a British cartoon for kids that first aired in 2004. It's now in about 200 countries. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.